Welcome to Button Pushers. The last thing you want on your button is someone pushing it. 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What's up? Welcome back to Button Pushers. My name's Diego, and I'm here with my partner Harrison, and we've got a little bit more of a relaxing show today. Maybe not the music is relaxing, but on our end, it's a little bit more relaxing. If you didn't notice, we didn't have a show last week because we were really swarmed with work, and we both kind of are this week around too. So we are just doing a kind of catch-up week of new releases. So any new releases that came out in the past month or 2 months that we found were interesting, we'll play them and explain why we thought they were interesting either before or after, and just talk about these new releases from either small artists or new artists, or maybe artists that have been around for a long time that just had an amazing new release. So I hope you guys enjoy this show. And first up, I guess I'm going to play Hysteria by Fool. It's a collab too. Let me see who else it's with. Fool and Scum. It's a very new release on Monster Cat, the label I just recently had my mix contest with, which unfortunately I was not a finalist, but again, I kind of participate in that just to be part of it. I don't really ever expect to be a finalist, and also like listening to it throughout these next month and the finalist mixes is always a treat. So I highly recommend you tune into that show if you get the chance, especially if you like our mixes, because they are very creative with their mixes over there, and it's super cool. You can check that out at the Monster Cat Mix Contest on any of your favorite podcast streaming websites. But in any case, Fool and Scum just came out with Hysteria, and it is a much darker take on house than Fool has been doing recently, and it's a lot more intense, and I really, really vibed with it. I listened to it for the first time this morning, actually, in the shower, and just absolutely loved it, so I hope you guys like it too. Here is Hysteria.
Let me break it down.
totally vibe with the drops in that song. I mean, it's just a super, like, dark take on the genre, and I really love it. It's like, it's a dark take on it without going into, like, the classic, like, G-house slash bass house that's really popular and prevalent today in the music industry, and instead it just takes, like, just a darker tone on house music as a whole, and I really thought it was an interesting take, and I was dancing a lot in the shower this morning again, listening to it. So that was Fool and Scum with Hysteria. Next up, I'm gonna play a song by Pixel Terror, someone that I've played a lot on the show, or someone, I should say, a group that I've played a lot on the show, and this is their song Dilemma featuring the lyricist Dyson, and it's, yeah, like the Vacuum, but unlike the Vacuum, she doesn't suck. It's really good. She actually nails the vocals. I'm sorry for that. I had to throw it in, but I really like this song, and it's very short, but it's sweet, and it has two drops that are the same melody but with different drum beats, and one is like classic dubstep, and the next one gets into the drumstep genre that it falls into, so it's a little bit faster, I think 174 BPM, but it's really well done, and even though it's short, I think if they added anything more to it, it would have ruined it a little bit, because some of the fluidity of the song is getting from one drop to the next one really fast, and then it just ends, because that's what the song is, and it's really well done. I like it a lot. I've been listening to it a lot since it came out, and this came out on June, I believe, 18th. of this year, so it's still a relatively new release, and it's been taking off really well. In fact, Monster Cat is using it to sponsor their mix contest. Like, when they open up the show, that's the song that's playing. So big ups to Pixel Terror again for just blowing me away with your music, and here is Dilemma with Pixel Terror and Dyson. So, yeah, like I kind of warned you guys beforehand, it's a little bit intense. Maybe I didn't warn you, but in any case, it is fast, and it's intense, and it's a nice groove throughout the whole thing. I like how kind of, groovy, kind of almost funky it is. Pixel Terror does a really good job of genre blending inside of their music, or at least, like, building themes in each of their songs. So, like, Soda is a very playful song, and, like, Dilemma is a very kind of funky, groovy song. They've got a song with J. Code. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Dystopia, and it's just absolutely, let's see here, I'm looking it up right now. Millennia, no. Amnesia, no. Yeah, it is Dystopia. It's a very, like, Annihilation-level song. It's super cool. Highly recommend it. And maybe I'll play it on the show some other time. But check out Pixel Terror and all their stuff if you haven't already. For a little bit switch up in pace, I'm going to play something by one of my favorite artists that's come out recently, or at least introduced to me recently and hit the scene recently, Ioban, who has had some Monster Cat releases, but unlike this one, or rather unlike those ones, this is a Bitbird release. So if you've been on the show for a while now, you know that Harrison and I really love Bitbird releases, especially like Drulu and San Holo. They're great, and this is one of Ioban's first releases on Bitbird, and so I don't know if he's going to keep doing it or not, but I think the song is excellent. It's pretty long, and it has three different like themes to it throughout the whole song, so he's switching up kind of the direction of the song throughout, and I think it really has some excellent sound design, and has the switches in theme build this whole like kind of journey slash adventure, and it's a really like it's a hit. I love it, and it's been out for a while now. I don't know how I missed it, but he just released the instrumental version of the song, so the original was included on that album, and I just listened to it, and I really love it. It's Fragments, or Ioban's song is called Fragments, featuring the lyricist Kocho. There's some Japanese vocals in here, but sit back and just vibe to this one. I think it's an excellent song, and I really hope you guys do too. Here's Fragments by Ioban. think that song is just so fun, and it's so all over the place, and it has like a kind of like a Jay Kutch level of vibe to it, slash like uniqueness, where Iobon is really like is playing with his music a lot more than I thought was even possible, because he already does a really good job with this kind of like future bouncy house music that he usually does. And he really just like that first drop, the sound design in that is just so cool, and it left me like speechless the first time I listened to it. I absolutely loved it. I hope you guys did too. You can catch even the instrumental version if you don't vibe with Japanese vocals for some reason. The instrumental is available now too. I think Kocho did an excellent job with the vocals in that song, and so in my opinion, I have both of them on my playlist because I like it a lot. But check that out if you want. But following up with this Japanese vocal trend, I am going to be playing a song by the new music group Yoasobi, which was introduced to me by my friend Sylvia, and it is a really fantastic duo. I mean, they just started releasing music in 2019 December, so that is 9 months ago, 8 months ago, and they just recently put out a hit like a week ago, and within an hour on YouTube it had 100,000 views. They have 2 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Like, they are just killing the game. The lyricist is just amazing, or the vocalist I should say, is just amazing, and the music composer used to do compositions for Vocaloid songs, so now he has like a real vocalist, and they are just killing the game with their music. It's insane how popular they are already, and like huge props to them because they totally deserve it. I love this next song that I'm going to play. The English translation for the name I believe is called Probably, but let me make sure that is correct. Yeah, okay, so it's called Probably, or their song is called Taboon, and I totally didn't say that right, because I don't speak Japanese, unfortunately, but it's got a very, like, good vibe to the song, but don't be deceived by that, I guess, because the song is very sad. It's actually about, like, an uncontrolled breakup, and it's pretty intense and pretty emotional. And if you listen closely, you can hear that in the vocalist. She's a little bit desperate when she's singing, but the music itself is very upbeat, and I have been singing to Kito, like, all week. You can ask my brother, he's super annoyed with it, which means I'm sure, and to Kito, I should say, means I'm sure in Japanese, and it's been, like, my favorite thing to do. It's really been stuck in my head. It's a total earworm, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Here is Taboon, or Probably, by Yoasobi.
Good night.
You might not believe me yet, but in about an hour, you're gonna be like, what's the song stuck in my head? And it's this one, I guarantee it. It's been stuck in my head and my family's head, like, all week. It's such an earworm, and definitely singing the Taquito line is so fun. Even though it's still a sad song, it's just, like, such a nice vibe to it, I guess. It's weird to, like, be almost grooving to this, like, kind of desperate breakup song, but, in any case, that was Yoasobi, to spell that out in case you want to look them up, which I highly recommend. That is Y-O-A-S-O-B-I. This group is going places, so if you want to be, I don't even know if you can call yourself like an early adopter at this point, because they're already at 2 million Spotify listeners, but if you want to be listening to them the year they debuted, definitely start checking them out right now. Finally, I think I have time for one more song, and I am going to get at this quick because I am running a little bit short on my time allowance, I believe. But definitely stay tuned for Harrison's mix coming up, because he's got some really interesting songs. I think he's probably going to play some stuff by Party Favor off of his new Isolation album, and it's really great stuff, so definitely stay tuned for that. For my last pick, I'm going to be playing Heatseeker by Reaper. Again, we love Reaper on this show, and I especially love this song because it's fun to sing along with the build-up, because it's just saying, like, seek and destroy, and it's super fun. It has, like, a 35-second build-up or something crazy like that, so you know these drops are insane, especially the second drop. Really cool. Reaper just goes hard to the paint, especially on this whole album. The album is called the Renegade Album. It's got Heatseeker, Barricade, Rave Punk, and one more song, Headhunter, which is the song I used in my mix. I should have known that. In any case, here is Heatseeker by Reaper. I'm going out with a bang, and I'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning into Button Pushers.
social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Button Pushers. As Diego said before, this week we are looking back at some of our favorite tracks from the past couple weeks and talking about them. And these are some really great tracks. So for my list, I'm going to start off with a remix of Get Your Wish by Porter Robinson by DJ Not Porter Robinson. Don't know who that could be. Anyways, it's a really great track and I'll probably talk more about it after. Hope you enjoy. Clearly, he was having fun while making that track. I mean, you could hear the crazy panning where it almost sounded like the master was being thrown from side to side, and also like the house beat and how he marketed the whole thing. Really, really great job kind of more in his virtual self style, but also Porter Robinson, which was cool because it's like a merger of the two genres, which I like a lot. Next up, we have Keep Moving by Bronson, which is Odessa and Golden Features in a group. This is their most recent track, and it is very cool. It's almost a down tempo song, but the tempo is not quite slow, but you kind of get that very gritty bass feel that artists like Rez have. This is cool because it goes to some of the harder stuff that Odessa's made before, but also in the kind of their new project Bronson vein, where it's all house and pretty industrial. So this was a really neat track by them. And next, I'm going to be playing a song by a really small artist who I just recently discovered, who is sick, like definitely some of the coolest sound design, called Fate. And this is their song, Ghosts. Take the words from Decap Sample Pack, those drums not. The chords are sick, that like saw bass is so gnarly too, and all the textures that they use in there, all those very airy pads are so pretty, and all their songs feature similar sound design. So I highly recommend you check Fate out, because they are going to do some big things. And next up, we have two songs by Party Favor off of his Isolation EP. So they're all instrumentals that he made while in quarantine. They're pretty cool. These two are my favorites off of the project, What and Celery Juice. But everything's really cool there, so I highly recommend you listen to them.
And who are you?
Definitely more of a kind of trappy hip-hop instrumental, but like so sick, such cool lead sounds, and the drums when they come in are a groove with that switch up of the melody, works really really nicely. Next up we have Celery Juice, which is a bit harder and more of a like EDM type song. Hard as hell. And in the same vein as that was something very distorted and not, I mean, this is analog, that wasn't analog, but something similar to what that was emulating is John's Catalyst, which is likely from his upcoming album or EP, not sure what he's coming out with, but he hasn't released in a while, and this is in the same vein as some of his old songs like Trash Talk, House of God we're in, very cool, using all sorts of different synthesizers, I think modular synths. So it's really, really cool to hear him do this. ¶¶ there's something about analog distortion. In fact, it's the harmonics that it emphasizes that makes it so much better than digital replication. Yeah, but that song, so cool. It hits so hard. The bass is so distorted and nasty that it just makes you want to move. And it's really cool. He has a lot of videos online of him actually making all these presets. They're really cool. The only one thing I'm concerned about with him and his sound is how fast he's gonna extinguish some of it and not introduce new elements. Because while now it's definitely new and interesting, I feel like it's the type of thing that could get old, if that makes sense. Like, he could do a lot of it, not introduce a ton of new elements, and while they're really cool, I think a big part of the genre, which is probably a fault of the genre and a fault of music now, is constantly introducing new sounds, and it's the search for something new. And if you don't have all this new stuff, then suddenly people don't really care about it. Kind of similar to the internet and the way we just take in media in general, and how we constantly need new stimulus or we aren't interested and we tune out. And I think in music now with sounds, that's definitely a large thing. It's kind of like possibly why some genres have started dwindling and electronic music has really taken the forefront. Or, I mean, yeah, because even with like hip hop production, that's all done virtually. That's all with Omnisphere or other synths that people make new sounds out of. So it's nothing anyone's heard before, which is definitely something very 21st century. I'm curious to see where we are in 10 years with this, if it's like every song is just a bunch of random sounds, and if it repeats, we suddenly scorn it. But similarly, it's like, why is orchestral music or rock music okay to have these same sounds throughout? Like, naturally, some composers emphasize different timbres, but it's also like the music is there for a different reason. It's doing something different. It's about the harmonic structure way more than the instrumentation. When now, I mean, certainly kind of part of the nature of these sounds is that they're not being used for harmonic nature. They're being used for the timbre of the sound. Just food for thought, I guess. Anyways, to end the list off, these are all kind of my top tracks of the week, 2 weeks. We have a collaboration by Uzi and Oski, and they released two songs. This one's called Freezer, Uzi being the kind of OG EDM trap god, and Oski, a legend in his own right. This is a really, really cool, glitchy song, and they pushed the genre, even though no one thought they could do that more. But yeah, they're still on top of their game. sick how glitchy that is. Really good track. You should check out their other track from their EP. It's pretty cool. Please tune in next week at 10 p.m. Thursday for another episode of Button Pushers. Thanks, guys, and see you next time.